From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting just days before President Donald Trump is to address the 72nd U.N. General Assembly session. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley warned the Security Council has pretty much exhausted all measures it can take to rein in North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. The Council has voted unanimously twice in recent weeks to tighten economic sanctions. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on the CBS program Face the Nation Sunday said the U.S. prefers a diplomatic solution.
Well, I'm waiting for the regime in North Korea to give us some indication that they're prepared to have constructive, productive talks. We have tried a couple of times to signal to them that we're ready when they're ready, and they have responded with more missile launches and a nuclear test. All they need to do to let us know they're ready to talk is to just stop these tests, stop these provocative actions, and let's lower the threat level and the rhetoric.
White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster warned on Fox News Sunday that bilateral trade relations with China could be a casualty of Northeast Asian tensions.
Well, we may have to take some steps, though, that restrict trade in any way that we can with this regime to choke off the resources that allow this regime to continue to prioritize their military efforts, their missile efforts, their nuclear efforts over the well-being of their own people.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said the North's missile and nuclear programs will continue until they reach equilibrium in military force with the U.S. The Democratic Republic of Congo said it's investigating clashes involving its security forces and Burundian refugees in eastern Kivu province that left dozens dead. A DRC spokesman denied those killed Friday were refugees, disputing a U.N. account of the violence in the eastern town of Kamanyola. At least one soldier was killed. This is VOA News.